This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
Good morning.
First
this is
day
so fun.
Of spring.
Yeah.
Michael, you've heard a lot of talk about transitioning buildings downtown to living quarters.
An affordable housing. Yeah.
And some of the river views that some of these old buildings have.
Beautiful.
Really good. And joining us right now from PWWG Plus, the architecture firm that's working on a special project. She's a senior associate, Jennifer Sesniak. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So let's talk about what your plan is and what you're doing downtown.
Yeah, so the project that we're talking about is located at 120 Cecil Way. It's an adaptive reuse and, as you mentioned, residential conversion of the existing Phipps power plant. It was a steam plant located right there on Fort Duquesne Boulevard, which will now be converted to provide 97 units of affordable housing as part of this affordable housing resurgence.
When you're sitting at PNC Park enjoying the game, you see that smokestack, and so you're gonna keep that smokestack, Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly. We understand that it's a really prominent view along the river, and so we want to make sure that what we're doing there is a design that'll work out well from the pedestrian level as well as the view from the ballpark.
It must be a challenge for the architects to, you know, kind of reimagine an existing building because they don't have the freedom to design the outer structure, but inside, so what can we expect?
So this project is taking advantage of housing and historical tax credits. So as part of the historical tax credits, we need to make sure that we retain the character of the original industrial building while transforming it into apartments. In this case, we have the exterior wall that faces PNC Park was never meant to be an exterior wall. And so it's not reinforced to be. So we are going to have to remove the north wall, which gives us an opportunity to reimagine that facade as something new that will be reminiscent of what's there, but not having to copy it directly.
Jennifer, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You've had a bit of support, of financial support from the foundation community, the Heinz Endowments, Hillman Foundation, Richard King Mellon Foundation, and I guess with the emphasis on affordable housing, is this sort of the trend that we could be seeing downtown?
I mean, we're working with Beacon Communities. They brought us onto their team, and you know, this is one of six projects that they're working on or have completed here in downtown Pittsburgh. And they're really, you know, committed to bringing affordable housing back to downtown as part of the resurgence, to make sure that, you know, there are all different types of life now here in downtown Pittsburgh.
And so when do you expect the project to be available with the first residents moving in?
So we hope to close at the end of this year. And then construction will start early next year in 2026. So we'll probably take a year and a half, given the size of the power plant, right, the steam plant, and the office and the warehouse building behind it.
And who will control who gets in with this opportunity?
Great question.
All of that is taken care of through Beacon Communities. Once the project opens, they'll have a website for it and then an application process. And because all of this is partnered with PHSA and the Housing Authority, that all has a process that they need to go through to make sure to outline things. This project has something special, though, in that 49 of its units will be secured for the Pittsburgh Scholar House, which is helping to provide housing for single parents continuing their education. So that's really exciting.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. This is one of probably the most visible, as you point out, from the North Shore across the way. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Happy spring.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye.
Jennifer Sesniak with PWWG architecture firm working, and that's Beacon Communities.
Yeah.
So for the future, what do you think?
I'd love to live downtown. Would you? Are you set in your ways? I'm single, and I got a dog,
a big dog. You do.
You
get
can have
set
a dog downtown. I have friends who have dogs downtown, but
Golden Retriever.
Oh, well.
She's elderly, though. She'd probably have to.
Oh, what's her name?
Kobe.
Oh, I haven't had a dog since Riley died.
How many years ago?
I loved her. 2 years.
It's hard when you lose a pet.
Oh, I know, and I can't bring myself to do it again. I don't know why I can't, but I will.
Well, we're going to talk to Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal
Maybe he'll
General.
Give me some advice.
Well, he's gone through this very process, but back to living downtown.
Yeah.
I think it's very attractive.
I think
for
it'd be
many
fun.
People, but, you know, a lot of people here, the downtown area is, you know, struggling.
I know. You know what I think would be really, really fun, though, if not downtown? The Strip. Live there.
It's a hot.
That would be a
property.
Blast.
Did you see behind the
new terminal?
Yeah,
but they're starting trouble with all those bike lanes and stuff.
It's progress, Michael. That's what they'll tell you. Yeah, a lot of people don't want that.
I know.
There, the business community.
Oh, no, like, they do not. Don't mess with it.
The Strip is, I think, the hottest community in the city right now.
I think so.
But to your point, behind the new terminal building, you have over 800 apartments and townhouses between there and the river.
And the river,
yeah. They've got great views.
Beautiful views.
So,
and they're fancy apartments, too. It's good.
You're going to hear more and more of these stories where they're taking over older buildings downtown and converting them into
living
space.
I think that's pretty cool because there's such vacancy downtown, you know?